Hey everyone, I have been asked to do a demo of Preludimals, I think is what this game's called. This is another game by Jeremy Kaldopsky, or Aprone. This one is a prequel to another game that he made called, I think it's called Lunimals, which is... I might demo it. I don't know yet. It's kind of boring, but it's an ecosystem management game where you try to raise animals on the moon. This one is a puzzle type of game where you play on a grid, and you have a, I guess it's like a robot arm, and it moves around. And what you have to do basically is you have to guide it and have it hit rats. So each level has some rats that you have to kill, and you have to guide the arm. The thing about this game, and the reason I'm not a major fan of it, is it gets quite complicated very quickly, and my spatial... my spatial abilities are not very good in general. I blame that mostly on the congenital blindness. But you are playing on a grid, and you have to plot this out in a way where the arm can go from its... Basically, the arm will start from where it starts, and you have to set up the game field in such a way that the arm can reach its destination in one go, because once the arm begins moving, you can't really stop it until it either runs out of power or it gets to its goal. So let me go ahead and launch this, and I will play through the first two levels of this game. Like I said, I'm not very good at this, but I can do the first two, and then I just get bored of it, and it gets more complicated, but...
Preludimals.exe.
Let's open this up.
Welcome to Preludimals, version 0.7b, by Aprone. Main menu.
Now I believe...
Welcome to Preludimals.
Yeah, we are using NVDA mode right now. So just like all of his games, you can hit tab.
Window eyes.
Campaign.
Which just outputs it to the title bar.
Jaws does not seem to be responding. Sapion. Aprone send and rust, v0.7b.
Wait, what?
Aprone Sand and Rust, V0.7b.
Sand and... What the...
NVDA.
Not sure why it changed the title bar there. Yeah, so let's just leave that on NVDA mode, and we can up and down arrow.
Challenges. Campaign. Exit the game.
So let me start from exit, and then I will go down.
Campaign. Challenges. Level editor. About the game. Exit the game. Campaign. Challenges.
You can make challenge maps, and I will demo the editor. The problem with the editor is I haven't figured out how to save your maps, and the documentation doesn't tell you anywhere.
Level editor. About the game. Exit the game.
Also, you can hit page down.
Music volume 30%.
Let me turn that music down just a little bit.
About the game.
Let's go through this section.
Introduction.
So we have...
Object of the game. Steering the arm. Introduction.
Those are the three topics you have under help. So let's read through these.
In a busy research lab, you and your fellow engineers are running your machine through a variety of tests. Your parent company, a newly formed powerhouse called Lunar Tech, is having you develop an advanced robot arm that can hang from ceiling-mounted tracks. If the tests go well, Lunar Tech plans to use these devices in a multi-billion-dollar project. All you know is that it will involve building structures on the moon. Object of the game. Each level is a room divided into a grid pattern. Your robotic arm will have a specific spot it begins on. The object of each level is to move the arm to any rats, while avoiding any mice. You will place track pieces and switches around the room to redirect the arm and send it in different directions. Steering the arm. When your level begins, the arm is not in motion. This is the only time you can arrow around and use Ender to place track pieces. When you're ready, press space so begin the arm. It will begin at its starting location and travel in its starting direction. Until it runs into something, it will just keep going. Hitting the room's edge or track pieces will redirect the arm to a different direction, using up one power each time. If the arm runs out of power, bounces around too many times, you will fail the level.
Yeah, so that's pretty much how the game works. Let's actually go into the game, and I'll show you the first two levels. So I'm going to hit Escape.
Main menu. Level editor. Challenges. Campaign.
All right, let's go into Campaign. Challenges lets you load the levels that you have placed or made, but again, I can't figure out how to save levels that you create, so.
Choose your level.
All right, so choose your level.
Level 1. Introduction. This tiny little room is meant to get you started. An angled track in the corner will redirect the arm straight into the rat. Level 1. Introduction. This tiny little room is meant to get you started. An angled track in the corner will redirect the arm straight into the rat.
So you can use the up, down, left, and right keys to explore the grid.
C1. Starting position. Facing south. B1. Empty tile. A1. Empty tile. B1. C1. Starting position. Facing south.
And what's cool is the sounds will actually pan.
C2. Empty tile. B2, empty tile. A2, empty tile. A3, rat that must be killed. B3, empty tile. C3, empty tile. C2, empty tile. C1, starting position, facing south.
Now, what's going to happen, if I were to start the game now, the arm would move south.
C2,
to C3.
C3, empty tile.
Hit the wall, and then bounce back, and then do it over again until we... until it ran out of power. What you have to do...
C1, starting position.
If I remember rightly, is we have to...
A3, rat that must be killed. The lab assistants call this 1 bits. All rats must be killed before completing a level. To kill a rat, maneuver the arm so that it passes over its location.
Maneuver over the arm. Okay, so you have to maneuver the arm over the rat to kill it.
C1,
so
starting
what
position.
We need to do,
facing south.
And, I apologize if you can hear that in the background. What we need to do is set up a track piece.
C3, empty tile.
At C3, that will basically turn the arm west so that it travels to A3.
A3, rat that must be killed. C3, empty tile.
And then it will hit the rat. So if I hit enter.
Change piece.
And then hit down arrow.
Empty tile. Press enter to place.
Empty tiles.
Track blocker. When approached from any direction, this blocker will send the arm back in the direction it came. Press enter to place or press shift plus enter to place starting in a lowered position.
Now, a lot of these explain themselves.
Southwest turn. When approached from the south or west, this curved track sends the arm in the other direction. When approached from any other direction, this track blocks the arm and sends it back the way it came. Press enter to place or press northwest turn, northeast turn, southeast turn, track switch. When switches are run over by the arm, they will raise or lower other track pieces. After placing a switch, selecting other track pieces will give you the option to connect them to an existing switch. Press enter to place or press recharge station. When approached from any direction, this station adds power to the arm's batteries before sending it back the way it came. After being used, the recharge station becomes a normal track blocker. Press enter to place or press track recharge station. When approached from any direction, this station adds power to the arm's batteries before sending it back the way it came. After being used, the recharge station becomes a normal track blocker. Press enter to place or press shift plus enter to place starting in a lowered position.
Now, lowered positions, I don't entirely know what that means. That's not described anywhere either. It might be in the later levels, but like I said, my patience with this game is not that high.
Empty tile. Press enter to...
So, what we want a northwest turn.
Track block. Southwest. Northwest turn. When approached from the north or west, this curved track sends the arm in the other direction. When approached from any other direction, this track blocks the arm and sends it back the way it came. Press enter to place or press shift plus enter to place starting in a lowered position.
A lowered position? That might mean it's off. I don't know.
Northwest turn placed.
All right, so now if I hit the space bar...
Edit read only multi-line victory. You pass the level in a total of 1 bounces/redirections of the arm.
Now if you down arrow...
The game story follows 3 seemingly random Lunar Tech employees. Feel free to ignore it.
There is a story... We'll read it, why not?
Blank. Monday morning, Tony toils away at some engineering work. Williams is reading through some internet forums, and Carl is hiding out so no one asks him to do anything, as usual. Where are the games on this thing? I can't even find solitaire. whines Carl from the other side of the room. Tony's eyes shift to Williams, who responds with a "he's not my friend" look. "These are lab computers, Carl. They aren't supposed to have games on them." Tony takes off his glasses and rubs his face. "Don't you have anything else you should be doing? I'm just taking a break. Common man, help me out here," Carl says as he slides his chair back and stares at the back of Tony's head. Tony already knows he is going to continue staring at him until he gets what he wants, so he lets out a sign and turns to face him. "If I help you put some games on there, will you let us work in peace? I have actual work to do." "Yeah, man, of course," Carl shouts with a smile. "I just want something to do." Williams rolls his eyes, knowing full well that Carl is incapable of keeping quiet. With a shove, Tony pushes from his desk and rolls his chair to the other side of the room to assist with the computer.
Yeah, so there's a story that unfolds with each level. I'm going to hit enter.
Level 2, Zig and Zag. Same idea as last time, but a pesky track block gets in the way. You may need a few tracks to get the arm to that rat.
Also, while I'm thinking about it, let's go over some keys that you'll need to know. C.
This room has one rat at C4.
Tells you rats. Shift C. Well, shift C, I think it's supposed to move your cursor.
C3, C4, rat that B4.
Yeah.
C4, rat that must be killed. The arm starts at A1, facing east. Arm begins with the saw attachment.
X tells you where the arm is going. The arm has a couple different attachments. The saw is used for killing rats, and I think there's another one, but I'm not totally sure what that one does. If I hit shift X, it jumps me.
B1, starting position, facing east.
So the trick with this level.
B1, empty tile. C1, lock track blocker. When approached from any direction, this blocker will send the arm back in the direction it came.
Right, so always keep in mind the arm will always travel in the same direction until it's either turned or it hits something that it can't pass, and then it will just bounce back. So what we need to do...
B1, B1, B2, empty tile.
We need to move to B2 and then...
C2, empty tile. C3, empty tile. C4, rat that must be killed. C2, empty tile. B2, B1, empty tile. A1, start B2, empty tile.
So we need to put a northeast track piece here at B2. Or actually...
B1, empty.
B1... We need to put a southwest piece here.
Change empty. Southwest turn. Southwest turn placed. A1, starting position.
Right, so if the arm hits it from the west.
B1, southwest turn.
It turns.
B2, empty.
South and goes to B2. And then B2, we need to redirect it.
B3, empty. B4, empty tile. B2, empty. B1, southwest turn. When approached from the south or west, this curved track sends the arm B2.
Actually, so that would send it all the way
B3,
to
B4.
B4. And then we need to put a northeast turn in here.
Change empty. Southwest, northwest turn, northeast turn, northeast turn placed. B4, northeast turn.
Which one will make it turn east?
C4, rat that
must. C4 and hit the rat. So let's go ahead and do this. Also, you can hit Z. I keep forgetting about these keys. I'm sorry.
This level begins with 5 energy in the arm's batteries. After 5 redirects from a wall or track, the arm will stop and the level will end in failure.
Right. Let's do this. Why won't
B4.
You...
Oh.
I had to move over there.
Sequence Ed Reed only completed. Multi-line victory. You pass the level in a total of 2 bounces / redirections of the arm. Hey Tony? Williams asks.
Let's read this real quick.
Hey Tony, Williams asks to get his attention. Have you ever programmed anything in Objective-C? No. Why? Replies Tony, as he finishes up downloading games onto the computer. I'm on a forum where people are arguing about it, but I've never used it before. I guess I'll Google it. Williams leans forward to give extra attention to what he is reading. There, Carl. Tony says with a sense of completion, you can download and play any of the games on this website, and I've started out with a few. Carl is more than happy to get Tony started back across the room by pushing the chair out of the way. Tony finishes rolling himself back to his desk where he takes a moment to get his thoughts back on his work, before once again clicking away with his mouse.
And then if I hit enter.
Level 3, if only. If only that second rat was one spot over. Because of their placement in the room, you're going to have to think about track placement.
Now, here's where things get crazy and where my patience goes out the window, so...
A1, starting position, facing east. B1, empty tile. C1, empty tile. D1, empty tile.
This is a 4x4 grid,
D2, empty tile. C2, empty. B2, empty. A2, empty tile. A3, empty. B3, empty. C3, empty tile. D3, empty tile. D4, rat that must be killed. C4, empty. B4, rat that must be killed. The lab assistants call this one bitey. All rats must be killed before. A4, empty top. B4, rat that must be
There's
killed.
There's a gap in between them, actually.
B1, empty. A1, starting position, facing east. B1, empty top.
Let's see if I can do this one, actually. This one isn't terribly complicated. Let's see.
A1, starting position. B1,
so we
empty
need to
tile.
Put a
change piece.
Piece here at B1.
Empty. Northwest, northeast turn.
We need a southwest turn.
Southeast turn. Track switch. Northwest. Southwest turn. Southwest. A1. Starting position. B1. Southwest turn. B2. B3. Empty tile. B4. Rat that must be killed. The lab assistants call this one bitey. All rats must be...
Oh, but the problem is... It would hit that...
B2. B1. Southwest turn. B2.
Go
empty
south.
Tile. B3. Empty. B4. Rat that
hit
must...
Hit the rat... Yeah, see, and you got a plan. Yeah, no, I'm not doing this.
Hold shift and press escape to exit and return to the main menu. Your progress on the current level will be lost.
So let's hit shift and escape.
Main menu.
Yeah, no, my patience goes out the window there.
Campaign, challenges.
Let me show you the level editor.
Level editor. Choose new map or load an existing map. New map. Load map example 1.txt. New map.
So it basically makes text files, and you can either load maps or make new ones. Let me see if I can load one, because it might tell me how to save.
Level 0, an excuse. I needed at least one file in challenges so that the folder will go into the zip. Here it is, haha. A1, starting position, facing east.
Nope, it's not going to tell me how to save. Control-S doesn't work. Nope. Okay, let's just...
Hold shift, main menu, campaign challenges.
I'll show you how this works, but I have no idea how to save maps.
Level editor, choose new map. Map width dialog, choose map width, 210, or leave blank to cancel. Edit selected 4.
So you can make, I believe, up to a 10 by 10 grid.
4
let's
blank.
Let's do
four.
A 2 by 2, just for simplicity's sake.
Map height dialog, choose map height. 210, or leave blank,
yeah,
blank, 4,
2
four.
To 10, so let's do 2.
Level 0, unnamed, A2, B2, B1, A1, starting position, facing east. The arm starts at A1, facing east. Arm begins with the saw attachment. This level begins with 5 energy in the arm's batteries. After 5 redirects from a wall or track.
Right, so this is the level.
B1, empty, B2, empty tile, A2, empty tile.
So essentially what we could do, you know, maybe...
A1, B1.
I'm lazy and I want to put the rat right over here. So let's hit enter.
Change piece. This menu is laid out in columns, so right and left arrow will also be used.
Now that's important. Let's go down first.
Empty tile. Press track blocker, track switch, recharge station, empty tile, track blocker. When approached,
these are all the things that we saw previously. Now if I right arrow.
Southwest turn, northwest turn, northeast turn, southeast turn, southwest turn, northwest turn.
Those are turns, and right arrow again.
Mouse. If the player kills this little rodent, they fail the level. Mouse on a rat path. Mice on rat paths are able to flee to an adjacent rat path in order to avoid death. Rat. The player must kill every rat in order to win a level. You are required to have at least one rat.
One rat, and it's not reading that, but that's okay. Well, it's not reading it properly.
Rat on a rat path. Rats on rat paths are able to flee to an adjacent rat path in order to avoid death. You are required to have at least one rat on a map. Rat path.
Now if I right arrow again.
Tool exchange. Stopping on a tool exchange will swap the attachment for the arm. The two attachment types are the saw and the claw. Press enter to place or press shift plus enter to place starting in a lowered position. Drop zone. When carrying a mouse or rat, moving the arm over a drop zone will automatically set it down. Press enter to place debris. This debris acts like a track block until the arm has rammed into it 3 times. On the 3rd impact, the debris falls away and the track is clear. Press enter to place or make this the start location, with the arm beginning by traveling west. Make this the start location, with the arm beginning by traveling south.
And you can change where the arm begins and in which direction it travels.
Tool exchange. Empty tile.
And then we're back to that. So let's just...
Southwest. Mouse. Mouse. Rat. The rat. A1. B1. Rat that must be killed.
Now let me see if I can hit the space bar.
Level settings. Challenge name. Unnamed. Challenge description. Undescribed. Victory message. Well done. Starting energy. 5. Save this map.
Oh, that's how you save. Okay.
Challenge name. Save this map.
So you can change various things here.
File name to save as dialog. Choose a file name to save as, or leave blank to cancel. Edit blank.
We'll just do test.
Okay button. Saved.
And that saves the level. Now if I hit shift escape.
Main menu. Campaign. Challenges. Choose your level. And excuse. Unnamed. Undescribed.
Oh, because I didn't name it.
Challenge. Unnamed. Undescribed. B1. Rat that must be killed. A1. Starting
position. So my level is really easy. You just hit the space bar.
Victory. Well done. Well done.
And the text is well done. So you could very well make your own challenge levels. I do like that. I just, my spatial awareness is just awful.
Main menu.
So I can hit enter, and there you go. There's my challenge level. So yeah, I think it would have been nice if it would have explained how to save levels, because I just hit the space bar randomly there.
Exit the game. Goodbye. Redeemless window.
But that is the game. It's
Audacity.
You know, it's an interesting game. I'm not a fan of it because I don't do terribly well with grids. Just as a principle. But there you go. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you found it useful. Obviously, if you have any questions or comments, you can always leave those. But that's going to do it for me, so you guys take care. Bye.